number 141 from January 2018, Playing Possum. I drove home after working at the church last week, and as I pulled into the driveway, I saw something that really didn't belong there. About halfway down the cement driveway was a heavy blue porcelain pot that was turned upside down. It was about the size of a basketball. I swerved around it and parked in the garage. I was thinking to myself that I was going to have to chastise Deborah for leaving things out in the driveway that I might have run over. I went out to pick the pot up and put it on some appropriate place on the porch. I bent down, lifted up the pot, and there I was staring face to face with a possum, his nose about 2 feet from my nose. The word surprised does not nearly express what I felt at this moment. Shocked, bewildered, and baffled would come closer to saying what I felt. The only thing that I could figure out is that this possum must have been rummaging around looking for cat food. He probably arose and put his feet over the lid of the pot, and he pulled it down, and it tipped over on him, trapping him underneath. Then he could not get an edge to tip it back over, so he was reduced to just pushing against it from underneath, scooting it along the driveway until I got home to rescue him. I didn't really want to rescue him, however, it just turned out that way. He looked at me, and I looked at him for some moments until I turned to look around for a shovel, and he took that opportunity to run off and scurry under my barn. He's probably still there, and I'll find him when I sell hay later on this winter. I know that there are folks who are possum lovers and had them as pets growing up, but I'm not one of them. I just view them as an overgrown white rat, and I have very little use for them. But I did try to look at it from the possum's point of view. Here he was, just doing his usual possum things, and the next thing he knows, his whole world is turned upside down, and he is trapped. In a way, this possum is no different than the rest of us. We go along in life doing what we do, and suddenly something happens to turn our world upside down. It might be a car accident, a diagnosis of cancer, or a family member's suicide. It might be working a job that we hate but need. It could be being trapped in a loveless marriage. There are plenty of ways we can feel like we are trapped underneath a huge pot, just pushing along in the dark, getting nowhere with no way out. But in a larger sense, this was the same condition the world was in before the coming of the Christ child. The world was held captive in the darkness of sin, and there was no way out. But the Lord overturned the pot of sin that had entrapped us and let us see his own glorious light. Imagine the surprise of those shepherds that saw a great light when the Christ child was born. I'll bet they were as surprised as I was at seeing a possum, and as surprised as he was at seeing the light and seeing me. There is great joy during this season that God took on flesh and bone and became one of us. He was tossed into the darkness of our existence and turned it all around to show us the light of God's grace. There are a lot of things that can surprise us, like possums under pots, but those things don't even come close to God's surprising love for us and identification with us at Christmas.